没有关系，上两座山也够了。
The Lord says it's okay, just go up to two mountains, that's enough.
所以今天晚上我们要上第二座山，叫做变化山。
So tonight let's climb up to the Mount of Transfiguration.
好不好？请我们一同翻开马太福音。
Let's go to Matthew chapter.
我们先看第十七章。
Verse 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节。
And verse 2.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
Verses 1 and 2. And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and brought them up to a high mountain by themselves.And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
第五节到第九节。
Verses 5 to 9.
说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”门徒听见，就俯伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们说起来不要害怕他们举目不见一人只见耶稣在那里下山的时候耶稣吩咐他们说人子还没有从死里复活你们不要将所看见的告诉人
Verses 5-9 While he was still speaking Behold a bright cloud overshadowed them And behold a voice out of the cloud sayingThis is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were much afraid. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead.
在中文第九节讲，不要将所看见的告诉人。
In the Chinese, it says, "Don't tell anyone what you saw."
啊，这个在英文在原文里面，这个所看见的是不要将这个异象告诉人。
In the English version, it says, "Tell the vision to no one."
啊，就是看见的，但是中文把它翻成异象。
And the English says, "Tell the vision."
啊，我们再读几处的经文。
Let's go to several other scriptures.
我们请翻到马太福音十三章。
Matthew 13.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了你；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
这是要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。
So that was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world.
啊，我们在读马太福音十六章
Matthew 16
第十五节到二十节
15 to 20
耶稣说你们说我是谁西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子耶稣对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示的我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他我要把天国的钥匙给你凡你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑凡你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
15 to 20 And he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ.
21-23
21-23
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
21-23 From that time Jesus Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man.
24-27
于
是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。好不好，我们一同读这一段，好吧？24-27读中文的弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读。
For the Chinese-speaking brothers, please read together 24-27.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时他要照个人的行为报应个人。好，你要不要读英文？
Okay, English. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds.
昨天我们交通到主呼召人来跟从他。
Yesterday we shared about how the Lord called people to follow him.
这些跟从主耶稣的人被称作主的门徒。
The followers of Jesus were called disciples.
那么门徒们跟随主，从主那里学的第一件事情，也是最重要的事情，就是学他自己，学基督，学耶稣。
The first lesson the disciples learned when they followed Jesus was the most fundamental, and that lesson is to learn of Christ.
那么学基督在实际的运用上，就是我们跟随住在我们里面的主耶稣，也就是圣灵。
The most direct way of following Jesus is to follow the Holy Spirit inside of us.
我们在生活中顺服主在我里面的教导和带领，我们来学他。
In our daily life, we learn to obey and follow the guidance and teaching of the Lord.
那么今天我们讲到主在带领他的门徒的事上，第二件事教导门徒的。
And now the second thing the Lord is teaching the disciples.
主就是要门徒们认识他。
Is that he wants his disciples to come to know him.
我们知道我们的父神他心中有一个宝贝。
We know that our Father in heaven, in His heart, there is this treasure.
这个宝贝就是他自己的爱子。
This treasure is His own beloved Son.
他牺牲他的爱子来拯救沉沦的罪人。
He sacrificed His beloved Son to save the one who is perishing.
他不仅使我们从过犯、罪恶、死亡里面出来。
Not only save us from our sins and transgressions and death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，父神 要我们得着他的儿子，并且认识他的儿子。
Our God the Father wants us to know His Son as well as to gain His Son.
主渴望每一个属他的儿女都认识他。
And our Lord desires that all of His children who belongs to Him also know Him.
这个认识是要主借着启示把他自己显明给跟随他的人。
This knowing Him must be through revelation revealed to those who follow Him.
有人讲我们信主耶稣基督如果算是地上的一个宗教的话它和所有的宗教都不同
And some people say that if believing in Jesus is one of the religion in this world then this religion is different from everything else
因为人的宗教是人努力去寻找自己以为的神
Because the religion of man is something that man seeks after something that he thinks is right
His imaginary God. 但是呢，信耶稣基督的人是那位真神来启示他的自己给寻找他的人。
But believing in Jesus is rather God the Father seeking for men to come to know His Son.
当门徒们在学基督的样式的上面，性格中有了一些的操练。
When the disciples have in their character been trained to learn of Christ
弟兄姊妹们主要带我们属灵的生命在提升在长大
The Lord is to lift our spiritual life higher and into more maturity
这个提升长大就是主借着启示让我们来认识他
Lifting us up through revelation so that we can come to know Him
我要做一个不是很恰当的比方
I need to give an example maybe it's not too appropriate
我的儿子读大学的时候他决定了他要参加美国的 Coast Guard
When my son was in college he decided to join the Coast Guard
好让我快快的讲后来他如愿以偿就去了 Coast Guard
And so to make a long story short he got in
那么他在签约的时候就是只签了六年
When he first signed the contract he was to commit himself for 6 years
好那么他六年其实五年结束他就可以出来
actually 5 years and at the end of the 5th year he could come out
那个时候他又有一些的挣扎
by the 5th year he struggled
因为他有他人生的梦想
because he had his dream he wanted to fulfill
他从读大学的时候就开始告诉我他说爸爸我是个 writer
when he was in college he told me dad I'm a writer
好我不仅是个 writer 我是个 poet
He says, I'm also a poet.
他是一个很喜欢写诗的人。
He loves to write poetry.
而且他的诗有人肯看，有人肯听。
And he has audiences.
他在读大学的时候，每个周末都在全美国各大学的校园里面去朗诵他的诗。
And when he was in college on weekends, he would go to different schools to recite his poetry.
他也赚了不少的钱。
He earned a lot of money.
所以他在 Coast Guard 要离开的时候，他有一个梦想。他说我要写诗要做教授
So at the end of his first contract he had this dream that he wants to be a professor he wants to write his poem
但是主却在那个时候在他身上做了一点工
But then at that time the Lord did something in him
我们知道他有很大的挣扎到最后主在他里面得胜
He had a tremendous struggle and at the end God overcame
我跟我的姊妹都在家里非常紧张我们也不敢问他 What's your decision?
We were really anxious at home, and yet we dare not ask him, what is your final decision?
后来他打电话告诉我们。
And at the end, he called us.
他说我不去读 grad school 了。
He said, I'm not going to grad school.
他那时候已经拿到一个非常有名的 program, 1,500个人只收3个人。他拿到全额奖学金。
There were 1,500 applicants for this program, and he was accepted. Out of the 1,500, he was one of the 3. And he got full scholarship.
他放下了。
He placed it down.
那么他就继续在 Coast Guard 工作。
So he continued in the Coast Guard.
他现在读完法学院。
Now that he finished law school.
他马上就要去去受一个训。
And then immediately he needs to go to the JAG training.
因为他现在在 Coast Guard 的官阶是在海军的编制里面叫做 Lieutenant.
Right now he's a Coast Guard Lieutenant.
在陆军的话。就是上尉
According to the army, he's a captain.
还不到 captain. 哦，是 captain.
He's a captain.
Yeah. 那么这个政府的工作是这样， 你如果要升到再上一级的话，他就是 Lieutenant Commander， 在陆军就是 Major。
And according to the military ranking, at the step higher, it will be the lieutenant commander.
他就上 tenure track.
And then he'll be able to go into the tenure track.
他现在在 tenure track. 他如果上了这个 lieutenant commander, 他就是 tenure.
And so by the time he becomes a lieutenant commander, he will be in his tenure.
但是要升到上面这一级呢，他们一定在认识上面对于国家的政策还有国家中心的那个意念，他们要去受训。
And in order to get to that rank, he must be trained according to the military codes.
这个受这个训呢，上的学校中文叫做战争学院 war school.
So he therefore needs to go to the war school.
你知道，如果你没有受这个，你免谈，那你就离开政府，你做你自己的事情。
And in this particular military ranking, if you do not understand the rules and ranks behind the military codes, then you cannot go through this stage.
因为如果他再升上去的话，政府给他的责任还有他要承担的要求就不像以前那样了。
Once he gets up to that rank, the requirements from the military to him will be different from what he was before.
所以这个 war school 对他来讲是他对政府的 policy认识的一个提高。
So this JAG school is actually an achievement or a high understanding of his understanding of the military policies.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你在社会上或者在政府机关工作过，可能你就知道这是什么原因。
You know what I'm talking about if you're working for the state or any of the state governments.
你要做决策的时候，你要担责任的时候，背后有一个指导的原则，你必须要知道。
If you want to make a decision or if you want to bear a certain responsibility, there must be a reason behind it and you must understand that.
我用这个来做比方，那一天主耶稣私下的个别的带了几个门徒上了高山去，就是这个 training.
I use this example because that day Jesus personally took up Peter and James and John up to the mountain for this kind of a training.
像我们弟兄讲的，因为父神要把他儿子牺牲，他牺牲最大的代价得回来的教会交给这一班人来承担责任。
Like our brother said, our God our Father sacrifices his only begotten Son to place his church to have the responsibility taken up by this group of people.
如果这些担责任的人根本不知道他负的是什么责任，
And if this group of people have no idea or ignorant of what kind of responsibility they're supposed to bear,
那是很危险的，对不对？
That's very, very dangerous.
就像美国地上的政府，他们呢越高级的这些官员们、仆人们，他们对于政策就要越有透彻的了解，而且要绝对的遵行。
Just like in a worldly government, those who are in a higher official status, they have to have a proper understanding of what's going on behind their policies. Otherwise, they cannot execute it.
所以若是你做主的门徒，
So therefore, if you are to be a disciple of the Lord,
主在性格上面带领我们、调教我们。
And by our character, he is guiding us, disciplining us.
这个是一个基本的东西。
This is very basic.
然后主要开始在认识上面使我们提高。
And then he needs to lift us up higher into our knowledge of him.
我们知道一个人的功用跟他的成熟度有关系。
We know that the function as well as one's maturity is interrelated.
我们对于体力活动，只要我身体长大了，我就可以承担了。
In terms of physical exercise, as long as I can physically bear it, I can do it.
但是体力的活动呢，工作可能影响的就是我个人跟我家里的人生活而已。
But my physical being and exercise maybe will only affect myself or my family members.
但是有一天呢，你我要承担的责任呢，需要有一定的认识才能够承担的时候，主在我们身上必定有装备。
But one day, if we are to bear the kind of responsibilities that must be met by a more increasing demand, then we must be better equipped.
所以我们看见在这一段圣经，从马太福音十三章到二十章。我们看见了主给门徒们有一个非常好的一个栽培。
So from Matthew 13 all the way on, we can see that the Lord has given them a very good training.
主开始用预言解预言的方式，然后用意象的方式，用启示的方式， 让门徒们的认识提高。
So the Lord uses parables and visions and revelations to lift up their understanding a little higher.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个门徒必须经过的一个过程。
This is a must process for every disciple.
我们看见今天在地上的教会。
We see the church today.
所以那么的混乱。
The reason why it's so.
所以那么多的难处。
So many problems.
弟兄姊妹们，不是因为人不热心。
It's not because we are lacking in fervency.
我们必须承认，所有弟兄姊妹们，我相信他们的动机都是对的。
I believe that all of God's children, their motivation is correct.
心愿也是好的。
Our desires are good.
但是在认识上。不过是小孩子的认识。
And yet our knowledge is still very baby-like.
就像一个大人，他一身武功，但是他的心思意念是个孩子，他一出去就伤人。
It's just like an adult, he has a whole body full of good skillful training, but when he goes out, his mind is still like a child and he will hurt people.
唯有当他的认识被提高了。
Only when his knowledge has increased.
加上他的身量长大了。
Including that his body is more mature,
那才是一个完整成熟的人。
Then we see this is a more well-rounded, mature person.
所以我们今天晚上要开始和弟兄姊妹讲到启示这件事情。
So therefore tonight we need to deal with the issue of revelation.
主要带他的门徒们进入启示的境界。
The Lord is to bring the disciples into the realm of revelation.
你在性格操练、生命的操练里面呢？有人讲说，不信主的人，他也凭着良心啊，他也操练呢、啊。
In character trainings, people can say, well, non-Christians can also have training.
所以有时候我讲一点生命操练呢，有些不信的朋友，他说我以前也有一个这样的经验呢、啊。
And sometimes when I talk about this kind of spiritual exercises, non-believers will say, well, in the past, I've trained myself this way too.
当然，我们蒙恩得救的人说是不同的，因为我的是从里面出来的。
Of course,
是那个生命带领我。
Of course, for those who are born again, we say that this is different because for me, the changes come from our inner life. It's Him who is leading me.
但是，所以使门徒们后来能够成为主手中合用的器皿，他们第二个功课就是主把启示赐给他们。
And yet, in order for the disciples to become a useful vessel in the Lord's hand, is that the Lord starts to reveal Himself to him.
这个启示可以简单的讲，就是属灵的听见和属灵的看见。
And this revelation, simply speaking, is spiritual seeing and spiritual hearing.
所以主耶稣告诉他的门徒们说，你们的眼睛是有福气的。
So the Lord Jesus told disciples, blessed are your eyes.
因为你们看见了。
Because you see.
你们的耳朵是有福气的。
And your ears.
因为你们是听见。
Because you hear.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要感谢赞美我们的主。
We need to thank and praise our Lord.
主把神心中的奥秘启示给我们。
The Lord has given to us the mystery of His heart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你信主以后有没有经过一个阶段，有像我一样的问题。
I don't know. After you became a believer, you had this phase just like me.
就是我很想读圣经，但是我读来读去就是读不懂。
That is, you really want to read the Bible, and yet you somehow can't seem to understand.
我有时候来聚会，我很想听明白他在讲什么，他每一句话我都听，这个中文我都明白他的意思，但是他到底在讲什么，我不知道。
I come to listen to a sermon.
你有没有这个经历？
I hear every single word in Chinese. I know what he's saying, but I have no idea what he's saying.
我有很长一段时间在问主啊，这些字、这故事我都会讲，但是它到底是什么意思？
For a long period of time, I said, Lord, I know these stories. I can even talk about it myself. But what does it really mean?
所以我们不是今天我教育水准不够，我读不懂圣经的问题。
Today it's not a matter of whether or not I'm educated.
也不是我不专心听道，所以我听不懂的问题。
It's not a matter of whether or not I'm paying attention.
而是我在圣经是这个境界，我在另外一个境界。
But rather the scripture is in this realm and I'm in a different realm.
我们知道神是灵。
We know that God is a spirit.
神所有的启示都在灵的这个境界里面。
And all of His revelation is in the realm of the spirit.
但是他如果光用灵，人摸不着，真是太抽象，太玄妙了。
But yet, if it's only the spirit and yet we cannot touch it, then it's too abstract.
所以他必须要用人间人平常所知道的事物来做比喻来说明。
So therefore, the Lord has to explain us through the things that we can see and touch, for example, like parables.
但是我们问题是，这些我们熟悉，我们就以为那么多了。实际上，背后他是讲更重要的事情。
But then more importantly, even though we are familiar with these things, behind these parables, there's something even more important.
所以什么是启示呢？
So what is revelation?
就是在 用人的话语讲出神的心意啊，这个人魂的警戒里面把它揭开来，你看见背后的灵了。
And that is using human words, we talk about spiritual things. And so once we open up the things that are in the spirit, we understand what is the meaning behind it.
啊，就所以在希腊原文里面，这个启示这个意思就是揭开来。
So in the original Greek, the word revelation is open up.
啊，就是 uncover.
Or uncover.
就像我这本书现在外面有 cover， 对不对？
Just like this book, I have a cover.
所以你看不见它里面是中文是英文。
You do not know whether this is Chinese or English.
但若是你把这 cover 打开来，你就看见。
But once you open up the cover, then you will see what language it is.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要有启示。
We need to have revelation.
第一个是圣灵来把它揭开来。
Firstly, the Holy Spirit comes to open it up.
这是我们第一个的经历，对启示的
经历。This is our first experience of revelation.
第二个经历啊，就是主把我们亲身带到那个情景的里面去。
Secondly, the Lord Himself brings us into that realm.
所以主耶稣介绍圣灵的时候，他说他是真理的圣灵。
So when the Lord introduces the Spirit, He says this is the Spirit of truth.
真理的圣灵来了，要带我们、引领我们进入那真理的实际里面。
And the Spirit of truth will lead us into all truth.
我在 Oregon 住。
I live in Oregon.
有人讲我们住的那个地区啊，周围都是国家公园。
And people say that where we live, that we have
National park
everywhere around us.
Surrounding us. 啊，我住在那里很多年了。那里有一个国家公园叫做火山湖公园 ，Crater Lake.
We have Crater Lake in the southern part of Oregon.
我搬到 Oregon， 有人就告诉我你应该去看看那个火山湖。
When I moved to Oregon, people say you should go and take a look.
我就买了很多画片来看。
I bought many postcards and I.
那你说那叫不叫做看经历呢？
Can you say that you've experienced it?
那有人去看了，他们照了 video 回来，还配上音乐，我也放在家里电视里面看，那叫不叫去了呢？
People went there, took a video of it, and I saw it at home. Doesn't mean that you've seen it. You're there.
直到有一天呢，我有机会，我开车去。
Until one day, I had the chance to drive.
我到现在一回想那个经历，还是震慑人心的。
And even today, when I reflect on that experience, it's really amazing.
我用这个字 ，the feelings.I'm in awe.
He's in awe.
到了那里啊，我一下车一看，我整个人惊呆了。
And once I got there, I got out of my car. I was truly in awe when I saw the real stuff.
身历其境。
I was personally experiencing.
我才知道呢，原来你看 video 看什么样，就是 3D 也没有那种感觉。
And I realized that even looking at a 3D video is not the same.
你必须要亲自进去。
You must personally enter in.
今天我们信耶稣基督。
Today when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
都是从听别人讲，对不对？
We know it from hearing what other people say.
别人做见证，对不对？
Other people testify for you.
这些都还是遮蔽的，第二手的。
It's still second hand.
但是当启示临到的时候，他带你进去。
But once you have the revelation, it brings you into it.
进去过的人出来就不一样了。
Once you've entered in, that person changes.
外表还是一样，但是在它里面有一件事情截然不同了。
Outwardly is the same, but inside something definitely is different.
好多年以前，我碰见一个从福建来的一个弟兄。
Many years ago, I met a brother from Fujian.
他在我们聚会里面做了一点见证。
He had a testimony in the
meeting. 他讲到他们在福建那乡下有一个地方啊，有一个大流氓。
He said in this village in Fujian there's this.
在改革开放以后，这个人坏透了。
He had a rascal. He was a gangster, and he was a really bad gangster.
好，在旧约圣经叫 Belial， 是一个非常坏的人。
He was a really bad guy.
但是，所以那里的基督徒就特别为他祷告。
So the Christians there prayed for him.
结果这个人哈，他听了，他以前听见福音，他都是嘲笑、讥这个怒骂、抵挡的。
In the past, when he heard the gospel, he would really be against it.
但是基督徒为他祷告，主听了这个祷告。
But the Lord listened to the Christian's prayers.
他就生了一个急性的病，结果死掉了。
Then he had a terminal disease and he died.
他死掉了，结果两天以后又活过来。
After 2 days, he became alive again.
你有没有听过这个
near
death experience?
他是 near death
really 不是 near death, 他 enter into death.
He actually entered into death.
但是他一醒过来，换了一个人。
When he woke up, he changed.
他遇见了主。
He met the Lord.
主说，我让你回来，但是你的时候还没有到。
The Lord says, "You need to go back because your time is not up yet. You have to go back to testify for me."
他回来以后，生活完全不同。
When he came back to life again, his life totally changed.
你看圣经上有一句话说。我们要像从死里复活的人，我们为主而活。
For those of us who have been risen from the dead, we are to live for the Lord.
这是对救恩真正的经历。
This is a true experience of salvation.
我原来是死掉的。
In the past, I was once dead.
现在主把我带回来了。
And now the Lord has brought me back.
所以我再活就不像以前那样活。
And now I live, I no longer live for myself.
弟兄姊妹们，那个叫做启示。
That is revelation.
启示啊。它必须成为我们第一手的亲身的经历。
Revelation must be our first-hand experience.
不仅是圣灵把它揭开来让我看见、听见。
Not only does the Holy Spirit disclose it for me, so I can see it.
并且圣灵把我带进去。
The Holy Spirit brings me into it.
碰见我这个人了。
And I can meet the.
所以我再出来的时候，外面看还是那个人。
When I come out, outwardly I'm still the same person.
但是那个经历过的人知道，我里面不再是以前那个人。
But the person that experienced that, he knows that from inside, he is no longer the same man.
保罗有这个经历。
Paul had that experience, right?
所以保罗在加拉太书二章十九节里面，他讲：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
That's right. In Galatians 2:19 says, "I have been crucified together with Christ."
啊，我如今活着不再是我了。
It's no longer I who live.
在他里面有一个清楚的认定，这不是从书本上学来的，也不是从听道听来的。
In him, he had this assurance that it did not come from listening to a message or reading it from a book.
而是主在他身上做了一件事情。
But that the Lord has done something miraculous in him. The Lord helped him to enter in.
我们读一些基督徒的传记，我们看见有些人就有这种清楚的经历。
When we read Christian biographies, we see a lot of them having this very clear experience.
那么其实还有另外一种的经历。
Another facet to this experience.
就是有时候我们明白了，我们爱慕，我们读主的话语。
When you read it, you love it, and then you desire after it.
你就吃下去。
You eat it.
我们知道圣经里面旧约有一个人吃了一本书，新约有一个人吃了一本书。
We know that in the Old Testament, there's a person that actually ate a scroll.
今天我相信很多神的儿女都在吃主的。圣经吃主的话。
And I'm sure a lot of the Christians nowadays were eating the Lord's word.
旧约那个吃书的人是以西结。
Ezekiel ate the word of God.
叫他吃下去。
God gave him a scroll and he had to eat it.
他一吃了，他口中就甜如蜜啊。
When he ate it, it is so sweet to his mouth.
弟兄姊妹们，得启示的人就是这个经历。
Such is a person who receives revelation.
我年轻的时候喜欢看电影。
When I was young, I loved to watch movies.
我又没有钱，我天天看电影。
But I watch it every day.
为什么我跟那电影院的那个收票的人做朋友？
But I befriended the person who was a ticket counter.
他不能放我进去，但是开演以后，他在外面窗子边上那个窗帘啊，他开一个小缝，我就坐在那边看。
So when the movie started, he opened up the curtain a little bit.
我读高中的时候就这么过的，天天看电影。
The whole movie. Every single day I watch movies.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那个时候要我改掉这个兴趣，好难啊。
If you want me to cut that habit, it was so hard.
我不晓得我们年轻人，啊，我们孩子们可能还没有接触世界这么多的影响。
Maybe the kids have not been that much influenced by the world yet.
但是你一受世界的影响，一进到你身上，他抓住你了，你想脱开就不容易了。
But once you have been influenced by the world and you want to do away with it, then it's very hard to escape it.
但是在我大学二年级那年夏天，主在我身上做一点工。
But in my sophomore year in college, the Lord did something in my life.
在我身上有些东西就脱开来了。
Things started to drop out from my life.
那么另外一面呢？我开始读主的话语。
And then I started to read God's word.
就变得很快乐。
It seemed to be so joyful.
以前要强迫自己，每天照着做功课一样来读的。
In the past, I forced myself to read it like my homework.
等到主在我里面改变我，开我一点眼睛呢。在读圣经，我记得有一个晚上，我通宵把诗篇呢读了一遍。
And then the Lord opened up my eyes and drew my attention. There was one night I read the whole book of Psalm all through the night.
我不敢说我都懂啊。
I dare not say I understood it.
读得津津有味。
But it was so good.
你要把主的话吃下去。
We need to eat God's word.
吃下去以后，再 口中啊甜如蜜。
And so it'll be sweet as honey in the mouth.
主要带我们进入那个实际情景的时候，你腹中就发苦。
But as you enter into the true reality, then it'll be bitterness to your belly.
弟兄姊妹，启示是一件真实的事情。
Brothers and sisters, revelation is a real thing.
啊，它是一件超然的经历。但是却不是一个神秘的经历。
It is a supernatural experience, and yet is not a mysterious one.
今天很多神的儿女们追求圣灵呢，追求到一种的奥秘、神秘的经历，那是不好的。
Sometimes Christians pursue after spiritual experiences and make it very mysterious, and it's not right.
我们基督徒每天的生活，每一个改变，都是一个超然的事情。
For our Christian experience, every single change is a supernatural one.
绝不是你我凭着自己可以走进去，可以得着的。
It's not something that you and I alone can enter in.
这是出于主的。
It's out of the Lord.
那么为什么需要启示呢？
Why do we need revelation?
我刚刚已经稍微讲到一点，因为神是灵。
I already said initially because God is a spirit.
他的事物我们可以讲是属灵的事物。
His things are spiritual things.
你要用肉体最好的头脑想要去明白最简单的属灵事物都是不可能的。
The very best mind cannot understand the simplest spiritual things.
我认识一位年长的同工。
I know of an elderly coworker.
他讲他年轻的时候有一个经验到 Washington D.C.
He had this experience in Washington D.C.
因为他的哥哥啊，是学数学的。
Because his elder brother was a mathematician.
他哥哥读书的时候，同班有一个同学，那时候在台湾，大家都知道是个数学天才，神童。
In those days, his brother's classmate was a mathematical genius.
那么他这个哥哥同学那时候也在美国，在 Washington D.C. 他去看他的哥哥。
So his brother's classmate also was in Washington D.C. So my elderly worker went there to visit his brother.
这个数学天才哈、啊，这个那时候他不光是天才，已经是数学大师了。
He was a math giant.
啊，他对什么事都很有兴趣，所以对基督徒聚会啊，他也很有兴趣。那一天就参加他们一个小小的聚会。
So his brother's classmate was interested in everything else, so he was also interested in Christian meetings. Therefore, he came to the meeting.
他聚完会了以后，他就问我们这位弟兄，因为他们很熟了，他看他像弟弟一样。他就说：“你刚刚讲那个神到底是什么意思啊？”
So when the meeting was over, this classmate came to talk to the elderly worker and says, "Just now, the God that you were talking about, what do you mean?"
你看哈，今天我们若是主不开我们的眼睛
，If God doesn't open up our eyes,
我们用最普通的话、最平常的话来讲神的事情，人还是听不懂。
With the most common language and easy thing for them, they still cannot understand.
这不是语言的问题。
It's not a matter of language.
也不是表达的问题。
Or expression.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个问题是什么呢？是境界不同。
It's because the realm is different.
你没有神的那个性质，你根本不可能摸到认识神。
If you do not have the nature of God, there's no way you can be in touch with God.
我们有最聪明的头脑 IQ.
You may have the brightest IQ.
有最丰富的情感 EQ.
And have the best EQ.
我们都不可能认识神。
There's no way you can come to know God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要启示。
We need revelation.
啊，所以保罗为着教会恳切的祷告。
So therefore, Paul prayed fervently for the church.
求他在哥罗西书里面为弟兄姊妹祷告，求神将各样属灵的智慧和悟性赐给他的儿女。
He prayed in Colossians that God will give spiritual wisdom and understanding to his children.
在以弗所书里面他祷告，求神呢将那个智慧和启示的灵赐给神的儿女。
And he prayed that God will give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding to God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，这是灵属灵的事情，要属灵的心思。
In order to understand spiritual things, you need to have spiritual mind.
第二个原因呢，圣经呢，因为神是无限丰富的。
Because our Lord is immeasurably boundless.
所以刚才我们弟兄祷告说，神啊，你是又丰又富的神。我心里说阿门。
Our brother said, Lord, you are so abundant. In my heart says, yes, amen.
如果他要让我们明白他呢，有人有的诗歌讲啊，就是所有的海洋都是墨水，所有的草都做笔管，我写也写不完的。
There's a song that says, if the whole ocean is the ink, I cannot finish you describing his love.
弟兄姊妹们，但是所有神的心意就摆在圣经的里面。
And the entirety of God's will is in the
scripture. 怎么能装得下那么大那么多的丰富呢？
How can it contain all of the riches?
神有一个智慧，他就用比喻，用谜语。
So therefore, God has this wisdom where He uses parables and visions.
所以读圣经里面充满了谜语啊。
So therefore, we have a lot of these throughout the scripture.
如果你做医生的，你想人身体好，你好好读圣经，教他圣经的原则，他身体就好起来。
For the physician, if you want to heal the sick, you have them read the Bible, then they will get better.
这些年我身体所以好一点，就是因为这个缘故。
These several years, my physically am much better.
圣灵恩膏的管制。
I have been following the anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？这本圣经里面极其的丰富。
This book is so very rich.
在人类还不知道空气有重量、有大气压的时候，圣经就说：“谁曾经为空气称轻重呢？”
And so even before we know about oxygen and air, then even the
atmosphere,
the atmosphere,
pressure,
even the Bible already talked about it.
弟兄姊妹们，不是今天，这个科学来检验圣经，而是圣经来引导科学。
Today it's not that the science is leading the definition of the Bible, but that the scripture is guiding science.
今天如果人不明白圣经里面属灵的原则，我们要去做越过神旨意的事情，科学可以做的，但是带来的一定是浩劫，是毁灭。
Today, if we, if
对不起，这个是很难翻的。If we are going to violate the spiritual principle of God and we try to mess with nature, the end will be catastrophe.
Yeah.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
我举一个简单的例子。
For example,
圣经里面创世纪第一章讲了一句，讲了一个原则。
Genesis 1
各从其类。
A principle that every man after his kind.
各从其类。
Everyone after his kind.
所以读生物学的人就知道，所有生物有纲有目有类。
And so in biology, you have all of the various kinds
species.
And species.
每一个 species 不能 crossbreed.
In each and every species, you cannot crossbreed.
如果你 crossbreed, 不会有下一代，不会有第三代。
If you crossbreed, then you will not have second or third
generation. 但现在人可以 genetic modify.
And now we have a lot of GM stuff.
所以你今天吃的很多的食物其实不是食物。
So a lot of
the food that we
eat today is lifeless.
这些是圣经里面的原则。
These are the scriptural principles.
好，我有一年到一个大学里面去。
One year I went to a college.
有一个很爱主从四川来的弟兄，他是一个农业专家，做遗传工程的。
One of the brothers who really loved the Lord is a botanist.
他告诉我说，他和他的教授拿到一个美国的专利。
That his professor received a patent.
他们弄出一个新品种的小麦。
And they received a new kind of a wheat germ.
不是 germ, 就是 new species.
New species of the wheat.
New kind of wheat. 他讲到，他说这个小麦呢，不怕虫，也不怕寒冷。
He said this kind of wheat. The germ, they're not afraid of worm as well as cold weather.
他说我把北极虾里面的一段的基因呢。切下来放到那个小麦的基因里面。
He said, I took a little gene from some kind of a northern shrimp and implanted into the wheat.
我说北极虾不怕冷，那么这个小麦以后不怕冷，那我明白。
I said, I understand the northern shrimp is not afraid of the cold, and so therefore the wheat therefore is not afraid of cold. Then I understand.
那为什么不怕虫呢？
But then why is it not
afraid of cold? 好妙就妙在这里。
He said,
那一段基因呢，北极虾。如果有别的东西吃了它，因为那一段基因呢，那个虫啊就闹肚子。
And he said because in that part of the gene in the shrimp, if the worm eats it, then he will have a GI problem. The worm will die.
我就跟他讲，那人吃多了会不会也闹肚子？他说这个我不管。
And I said, well, if man eats it, then will we have GI problems?
我们只要有市场就好。
He said as long as it has its market share.
弟兄姊妹们。这是因为人没有启示。
It's because man is lacking revelation.
人用自己的聪明想要去摸神的事情。
Man use our own intelligence to touch the things of God. So we try to be God.
人解释自己的行为，人好像就是行为的主。
We try to explain our behavior as if we are our own God.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面每一句话都 背后有宝藏的。
There is a treasure behind every single phrase.
所以能够用有限的字把无限的神的心意放在这里面，你就告诉，如果没有启示，你绝对不会明白。
Without revelation, we cannot not understand because we cannot use our limited intelligence to understand this unlimited God.
主要门徒们的认识提高，所以主要把启示，把他们带进启示的境界。
So in order for the disciples to elevate our knowledge of the Lord, we must be brought into revelation.
神何等的伟大！
How great is our God?
保罗认识神，所以他在罗马书里面他讲，深哉神丰富的智慧。
Because Paul knew the Lord, so that's why in the book of Romans he says, Oh, how unsearchable and unfathomable are the ways of God.
他说他的道路何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
His ways are unfathomable.
弟兄姊妹们，但是今天很多承担教会责任的人，觉得我们的道路比神的道路更好。
Today, a lot of us who bear responsibilities in the church, we feel that our way is better than God's.
我们的意见比神的意见更高明。
Our opinion and comments are better than His.
这是得罪神的。
This is really wrong the Lord.
这个也是叫我们自己受极大亏损的。
And we will also be in a lot of trouble.
我们需要启示。
We need revelation.
今天许多神儿女们的难处。
A lot of our problems nowadays.
许多神儿女们的捆绑。
A lot of our bondages.
许多的混乱。
And confusion.
是因为人自以为明白神的旨意。
Because we think that we know God's will.
人没有启示。
And we lack revelation.
凭着血气。
By our own flesh.
凭着肉身的意识。
And our physical meaning.
The will of our flesh.
And the will of our flesh.
靠着人的意志。
And even our own
man's will.
Man's will.
弟兄姊妹们，人来摸神的事。
We touch God's things.
将来有一天显明出来的时候，你要后悔。
And one day when it reveals, we will really regret it.
你我要伏在主的面前哀哭切齿。
We'll be gnashing our teeth and prostrating before the Lord.
我们说我们是瞎眼的。
And we'll have to admit that we are blind.
弟兄姊妹们，我们瞎眼居然去引导别人。
We are blind and yet we try to lead others.
所以在新约圣经、旧约圣经里面，神一再的说，这些引导我百姓的是瞎眼的，瞎子引瞎子，怎么会不掉在坑里面呢？
So time and again, the Lord says, "The blind is leading the blind; we will fall into our traps."
我们何等需要主的怜悯！
How we need His mercy.
把我们从人的境界带到属天的境界。
So that we can be brought from the human realm into the heavenly realm.
从人的聪明带进神那测不透的智慧里面。
From a human mind into the unsearchable riches of God.
我们怎么样能够得启示呢？
How can we gain revelation?
每一个。从圣灵重生的人，
Everyone who's born of the Spirit，
我们里面都有，是一个健全的生命。
It's a very healthy, normal life。
我们知道今天有一些做妈妈的怀孕，结果生出一个有天生缺陷的孩子。
Sometimes when the mother is expecting gives birth to a handicapped child，
有 birth defect， or
birth defect。
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天属灵若是真正圣灵做的工。我们里面呢，正常的培养到了时候应该有正常的属灵的官能。
For its normal spiritual growth, if it's cultivated correctly, it should have its normal spiritual function.
这个正常的属灵官能，在圣经里面简单的讲，就是我们的心是对的。
So if everything is normal,
没有被油蒙了。
Our heart is right, we're not covered by
我们的耳朵是开通的，听得见主的声音的。
We're not dull of hearing.
我们的眼睛是明亮的。看得见主的旨意和主自己。
Our eyes are bright, we can see the Lord Himself.
但是一个刚生下来的孩子，即便小儿科大夫都检查说他完全的正常。
And yet, when a little child is born, and the pediatrician says everything is normal.
有人告诉我们说，孩子眼睛张开呢，他其实不能分辨形体，他只能看见光而已。
When the eyes is first open, we cannot see deliberate things. We can just see some light.
但是慢慢成长的。他眼睛的功能越来越明亮。
And as the baby grows, then the vision becomes better and better.
所以这眼睛看的功能、得启示的功能，是每一个重生得救儿女与生俱来的功能。
So the function that we can see is something that every single child of God should have.
我们若是 有门徒第一步的操练。
If you have gone through the first phase of the spiritual training,
昨天我们早上晚上讲到的，生命中好好的跟随主。
Learning to follow after the Lord in your sense of life.
我们在生命中学习。
And as we learn in life,
我们直接的、天天的在里面接触主。
Directly, daily, we connect with the Lord.
亲眼的看见他。
And we can see him with our own eyes.
亲耳的听见他。
Hear him with our own ears.
亲手的摸过他。
And touch him with our hands.
弟兄姊妹，你在读圣经就有启示。
Then when you read the Bible, you will have revelation.
我在教会读经聚会，有时候我很稀奇啊。
When I read the scripture together with brothers and sisters in the church, I really marvel.
平时好像不怎么样，那一天呢，交通啊，非常的亮。
This brother, he is a very one of our brothers, and all of a sudden that day he shared so well.
清清楚楚的。
So clearly.
好像先知在那里说话一样。
And he was speaking as if he was one of the prophets.
你知道那是什么吗？
You know what that is?
那是主的灵摸到他了。
That means he was touched by the
Spirit. 因为他在平时生活中，他学会跟随主。
In his everyday life, he learned to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是正常的教会生活。
This is normal church life.
这是正常神儿女们属灵的表现。
And this should be a normal behavior of God's children.
我们若是肯在生命中读圣经，
If you're willing to read the Bible in life,
迟早有一天，你发现我现在来听到每一句我都听懂了。
Now you realize that when you come to listen to a sermon, you understand every single sentence.
很多时候啊，我聚完会，我请问弟兄姊妹，刚才你听懂了没有？他说：“伯先生，你讲的每一句话我都知道你在讲什么，但是里面意思一句都听不懂。”
Sometimes after I finish preaching, I ask some of the non-Christian friends, and they say, "Well, I hear every single word you said, but I have no idea what you were talking about."
所以有时候我们只好把这个感觉拉低一点了，讲儿童的话语。
And、
讲完了、
so、
他说你刚刚讲的笑话很好听，但其他我一句还是听不懂。
And so sometimes we really try to explain it in a childlike language. And so then finally they will say, yes, I understand your joke.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会幼稚贫穷可怜的光景。
This shows the very pathetic and poor condition of the church.
但是今天多少神的儿女们说我们要拉低，要大众化。
And yet, a lot of children of God says we need to be very generalized.
所以十年、二十年、三十年，教会还是婴孩一样。
So 10, 20, 30 years, the church is still
infancy. 我们不能过这种生活。
We cannot live this way any longer.
得启示是有路的。
There's a way to gain revelation.
有一次，我儿子他打电话问我。
One time, my son called me and asked.
他爸爸怎么读圣经？
Said, Dad, how do I read the Bible?
我跟他讲，用你的命来读。
I said, read it with your life.
他说什么意思？
I said, he said, what do you mean?
你读到一句，你就跟主说，主，我要经历。
I said, well, you read this one phrase and you say, Lord, I want to experience it.
我讲一个我小小的经验。
Let me share something with you.
我刚到美国来的时候，我以为我英文不错。
When I first came to the States, I thought my English was pretty good.
因为我读初中的时候啊，每次英语演讲比赛，我都拿名次的。
Because I was awarded every time I had a speech contest in when I was in junior high.
啊、所以我一直觉得我，而且我读高中我就跟美国美军顾问团的这些太太们呢有绘画班。
And so when I was in college, I also was in this conversation class with a lot of other military guys.
等到我真的到了美国，
Then when I got to the States,
我讲的英文大家都听不懂，因为都是书本上的英文。
Then I realized nobody understood what I was saying.
我把这个林格峰900句型背得滚瓜烂熟啊，但是别人听不懂我讲什么。好，没有关系。那么别人讲的英文我也听不懂。
Other people spoke English and I had no idea what they were saying.
像今天我们弟兄讲的那个美国式的英文，我第一次，我谢谢我们弟兄解释了。以前有一个弟兄跟我讲 ，I put my foot in my mouth. 我说你怎么真的把你的脚放在嘴巴里面呢？我姊妹跟我孩子们讲话，他们笑起来，我坐在旁边一句都听不懂，我不会笑的。
When me and my kids laugh about some jokes, he just sits and stares at us.
我讲的笑话他们都不笑。
And then he tells us jokes that we have no idea. 今天
我弟兄讲的，我说那就是我。
So when our brother was saying foot in his mouth, I can identify with that.
我以为我的英文很好。
I thought my English was good.
下了飞机，我才痛下决心，我要好好学英语。
When I got off the plane, I was determined to really learn English.
那我怎么学呢？
How did I learn?
我碰到人就问，我怎么能够讲好英文？
Everywhere I went, I asked people, how can I improve my English?
在学校宿舍里面住了一个学期。
I was in the dorm for one semester.
那个很奇怪，在学校宿舍用餐的时候，外国学生都坐一堆，美国本地生都坐另外一边。
During meal time,
绝不 mix。
We never mixed the foreign students with local brothers, students.
因为呢，本地生觉得跟外国学生讲话好累啊。
Because it's very hard.
就像我刚刚讲的，他们笑我们不会笑嘛，对不对？
The local Americans,
do not want to mix with foreigners. 很有耐心的年轻人肯跟你做朋友。
It's too tiring for them to speak English to the Chinese.
所以有一天我坐在那里，中国同学中间也坐了几个其他欧洲来的同学。
So some of us foreigners sat together.
就忽然我前面坐了一个女孩子。
Then this girl sat across from me.
她讲一口流利的英文。
She spoke very fluent English.
我就问她 Where are you from?
And I asked her, Where are you from?
她说我从土耳其来的。
And she says, I'm from Turkey.
我问她你来多久？你是不是来了四五年？她说不，我去年才来的。
And so I said, Have you been here for a long time?
我说你英文怎么这么好
？For 5 years, and she says, No, I just came last year.
你是不是在土耳其你就天天讲英文？她说 No, 我来的时候一句英文都不会。
So I asked her, Did you speak English when you were in Turkey? And she says, No, I didn't know English when I was there.
我就问她你怎么学的
？So I asked her, How did you learn?
她从口袋里面拿出一本字典。
She took a dictionary from her pocket.
她说我在课堂上面，在跟朋友在公车站碰到人。有一个字我听不懂，我就把那个人拉住，请你停一下，这个字怎么拼
？So when she's in a classroom or when she's at the bus stop, if she hears something that she doesn't understand, she will grab onto that person and take out her dictionary to ask how they spell that word.
她就把那个字背下来。
Then she memorized that word.
她说我要求我自己今天要用三次在不同的场合把这个字放在我讲的话里面。
And then she said, "Today I want three times to apply this word that I learned."
我到现在非常感谢主，让我听见这一句 advice.
I'm very thankful that I heard that advice. Even today,
我到现在到哪里，我这次来聚会还带着我出国带的那一本字典。
Even today, coming to Long Island, I still have this dictionary with me.
读圣经也要这样。
The same for reading the Bible.
这叫用命来读。
This is reading with your life.
你读到一句，你说主啊，在我身上真不真？
You read this one phrase and say, Lord, is this true to my life?
主会证明给你。
The Lord can do it for you.
你的生命开始长大。
Your life will start to change.
有一天你会发现主的话真是奇妙。
Then one day you realize how wonderful His word is.
比黄金更贵重。
More precious than gold.
比蜂房下滴的蜜更甘甜。
Sweeter than the honeycomb.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫做做门徒的经历。
This is the experience of being a disciple.
这不是传道人的经历。
Not the experience of a preacher.
弟兄姊妹们，是每一个神儿女们该有的经历。
Every single child of God can have this
experience. 若是你我这样子在生命中肯操练。
If you and I are willing to exercise this in our everyday life.
到了时候，父就要启示你。
When the time is right, the God the Father will reveal.
所以那天主耶稣问门徒们说：“你们说我是谁？”
So that day, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
不是彼得 coincidence 啊，偶然福至心灵就说你是基督，你是永生神的儿子，不是的。
It's not by coincidence. Simon Peter says, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the Living God." No.
因为他肯学功课。
Because he was willing to learn his lesson.
所以那一天父就指示他。
So that day, God the Father revealed to him.
那是一个何等有福的启示啊！
That was a very blessed
revelation. 等一下，我们要讲这个启示的意义。
Later on, we will explain the meaning of this revelation.
这是非常非常重要的一个启示。
This is a very important revelation.
你可以微积分考不过没关系。
It's okay, you don't understand all this.
但是这件事情，若是你不明白，你离开世界以前还不明白的话，那你就有祸了。
But if you're still blurry before you die, then shame on you.
弟兄姊不是 woe.
Woe to you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们将来就要哀哭切齿。
You have gnashing of teeth later on.
好，我们知道父来指示，我们肯到主耶稣跟前来求问，主一定解答。
If you want to come before the Lord Jesus to inquire of Him, for sure He will give you an answer.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有读圣经，读到一个地步，读到一个地方打结了，你是读不下去，说主我不明白。
Have you gotten stuck in a certain point and say, Lord, I don't understand?
你跟主说，主，这对我来讲不 make sense。
And you say, Lord, to me it doesn't make sense.
我不知道他什么意思。
I don't know what you're saying.
我早期开始读经就是这样。
When I first started, this is how I was.
我读到那里我就画问号，我跟主说这个我通不过我的理性头脑。
I come to a point
and
put a question mark on it, and I said, Lord, I cannot. It does not go through my reasoning.
求你
跟我解释。But when I come before you, please explain it to me.
奇妙，这样来到主的跟前。
Very amazingly, when I come before the Lord this way,
有一句话就是这样，我摆在主面前好几个礼拜。
One time there's this phrase I placed before the Lord for several weeks.
那是我刚刚结婚呢。
At that time, I first got married.
我还是研究生，在学校里面。我有一天背着书包回家。
I was a graduate student and I was on my way home.
回到家呢，我把我书包往地上一摆，躺在床上，哎，才这个身体一碰到床，主就指示了。那句话是这个意思。
I put my backpack on the floor and I laid on my bed and as soon as I touched my pillow, all of a sudden the Lord showed me.
真是奇妙啊！
It was amazing.
那个解开在里面带来的喜乐、明亮，那里面的意义的丰富，到今天我想到还是无穷的享受。
And that disclosure to me was totally amazing for me. Even to this day, I really appreciate it.
弟兄姊妹，这不是赐给某些特殊的人的。
It's not given to any special kind of person.
我以前常常碰到有弟兄姊妹讲哈，主是把启示给那些特别有窍的人。
In the past, I heard that the Lord will reveal Himself to those who have special kind of understanding.
啊，或者是有的人呢，特别容易被灵感动的人。
Or they're more easily inspired by the Holy Spirit. No.
问题是你有没有心。
The matter is whether or not you have the heart.
啊，我们肯到主耶稣跟前来求问。
You're willing to come before the Lord Jesus and inquire of Him.
圣灵就来开启我。
Then the Holy Spirit will come and reopen up for you.
今天下午我们弟兄早上啊，我们弟兄讲到约翰的经历。
This morning our brother spoke on the experience of John.
啊，约翰福音里面记载了有一个生来瞎眼的人眼睛得开了。
The book of John recorded this man who was blind from birth and his eyes was opened.
约翰是用那个来说出每一个基督徒灵里面的经历。
John uses that example to share about the experience for every Christian.
我们蒙恩得救了，我们是神的儿女。
When we're born again, we are God's children.
但是我们的心眼需要被打开来。
But the eyes of our heart needs to be opened.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，光有心眼没有光，我们还是在黑暗的里面。
If you have the eyes of your heart without light, you are still in the dark.
我知道今天有很多爱主的儿女们，他们心是预备好的，但是却被错误的东西蒙蔽了。
We know we have a lot of God's children who have a good heart, and yet they have been blinded by wrong things.
所以启示啊，有两个基本的要求。
So in the revelation, there are two basic requirements.
第一个是心眼得开。
First is that the eyes of your heart must be open.
第二个是有真理的光照在这个眼睛上。
Secondly, you must have the light of the truth shining into that eye.
我对不起，我要用我们彭弟兄来做一个例子。
For example, I need to use Brother Paul's example.
他今天呢很谦卑讲到，他从小他生在一个活在启示家庭的里面。
Brother Paul mentioned that he was born into this family to have the revelation.
他直接就被带进了神旨意的中心，但是他没有看见。
He was brought into the teachings of God's will, but he thought he did not enter in.
他学到了所有的标准的答案。
He learned a lot of very standard answers.
所以他说马大呢，这个回答主耶稣啊。用了一个最标准的主日学的模式回答。
And Martha knew a lot of things and gave Sunday school answers.
你有没有碰过这种事情？
Have you met that?
有一次我姊妹带儿童班。
One time I was teaching Sunday school.
就问小朋友谁是你最好的朋友。
And I asked the kids who is your best friend.
每一个孩子闭上眼睛，像 angel 一样 ，Jesus is my best friend.
And everybody has eyes closed and say the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，那个叫什么？
What is that?
Sunday school mode.
That's a Sunday school mode.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他自己还真的没有经历。
He has not really.
所以你就发现，等到离开家，你碰见外面基督教的环境的时候，你就很大的冲击，很大的挣扎，把握不住了。
And when a child grows up and leaves home, he has all these Christianity impacts on him. The things that he learned cannot sustain him.
我们回来就埋怨教会。埋怨爸爸妈妈聚会的地方。
The church and complain the place that we meet.
我在各处都碰到。
I meet this everywhere.
在我自己聚会的地方也碰到。
In our own gathering place, we have this problem.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们要祷告主。
So therefore, we need to pray.
叫人心眼得开。
So that the eyes of people's heart can be opened.
主开那一个瞎眼的人，是一个属灵的原则。
God opened up the eyes of this blind man. This is a spiritual principle.
主吐唾沫在地上，和泥来抹他的眼。
The Lord spat on the ground to mix with mud and then apply to the
这到底什么意思？
What does that mean?
有人说可能耶路撒冷的这个尘土啊，有这个医疗效用。
People may say that the mud in Jerusalem has medicinal effects.
但今天如果你去做，人家眼睛还是瞎的。
But if you do today, people's eyes will still be blind.
对不对？但是你知道，在东方社会里面，一个人对着你吐唾沫是什么意思？
But you know that in the Eastern society, what does it mean when somebody spit in front of you?
吐完了还在你面前用脚踩一踩，那是什么意思？
And after the spit,
我们跟我同年纪的，你知不知道那什么？
What does that mean? Do you know what it means?
羞辱你。
To humiliate you.
啊，跟你绝交就是这个意思。
And to disengage the friendship with you.
我们小时候同学一吵架就吐唾沫，就在地上揉。
When we were young, the kids, when they fight with each other, they would spit on the ground and they rub the dirt on in front.
这个人愿意受基督所受的羞辱。
This person is willing to receive the humiliation from Christ.
然后在奉差遣听从主的话去洗。
And he obeyed to be sent off to wash it off.
这一洗眼睛就开了。
Once he washed it off, his eyes were open.
姊妹，保罗为着教会眼睛得开了，迫切的祷告。
In order for the church's eyes to be opened, Paul really prayed.
过去这几年，我常常被压到一个点，我说主，我想祷告，但我不知道我该怎么祷告。
In the past many years, I've been pressed to the point, I said, Lord, I really want to pray, I don't know how to pray.
后来主给我一个感觉。
Later on, the Lord gave me this feeling.
为弟兄姊妹眼睛得开祷告。
Pray that the brothers and sisters' eyes can be opened.
你眼睛得开了，你就再不讨饭了。
If your eyes are open, you will no longer be a beggar.
什么叫讨饭呢？今天我要领读经聚会，我就上 internet 去查一查。
What does it mean to be a beggar? Means I'm leading Bible study tonight. I need to get on internet to Google.
这本查一查，那边弄一弄。
Here and there, I Google.
所以今天连教会的讲台都是从 internet 抄来的。
And even from the sermon, the preaching comes from the internet.
有一个弟兄，他说他们教会感恩节聚会，请了一个名牧师来讲道。
So one brother said in the Thanksgiving meeting, a very famous preacher came. He said he preached so well.
他说，但是可惜，三天前我才 internet 上才看见这一篇讲章。
He said, but sadly, 3 days ago, I saw the same message on the internet.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
讨饭。
Being a beggar.
瞎眼。
Blind.
弟兄姊妹们，你自己不能自己去看见主的心。
You cannot see God's will yourself.
我们要求主开我们的眼。
We need to ask the Lord to open up our eyes.
有开了眼睛，我们还要真理的光来照这个眼睛。
Once that eyes are open, then we need to have the light of truth to shine into that eye.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要认为所有的关于耶稣的书都是好的。
Don't assume that all of the books that talks about Jesus are good.
所以读书啊，要读好书，对不对？
So when you read, you need to read good books.
听道要听纯正的道。
You need to hear pure sermons.
弟兄姊妹们，这是得启示重要的两个条件。
So these are the two very important prerequisites of getting revelation.
所以在教会历史中啊，你知道你要寻找主在哪里牧羊，你要跟随羊群的脚踪，那是指着你要找到那些好的真理的交通。
In church history, as we see that those who follow the footsteps of the Lamb.There we can see the work of the Lord.
但是很可惜，我们知道仇敌啊，用各种的方法拦阻人来得启示。
But very sadly, the enemy uses all kinds of ways to hinder people to receive revelation.
这些经文我不去读了。
I will not read these verses.
在第十三章里面，主耶稣讲到，文士如果要进天国啊，他就好像财主，从他的库里面拿出又有新的又有旧的东西来。
We will not read this verse, but in the book of in chapter 13, we see that the rich man, when they want to get revelations, like they want to get things from the storage, where we get old and new things all together, mixed in one.
这个在十三章五十二。
Chapter 13, verse 52.
你直接读可能比较简单一点。
It's much easier when you read it.
好，文士他从库里面拿出就什么意思？他没有遇见主以前，他对神已经有观念了。
That means before he met the Lord, he already has his own opinion.
我们没有得启示看见教会以前，我们对教会已经有观念了。
Before we have a revelation and before we go into the church, we have our own opinions.
我们还没有这个属灵经历以前，我们对这个经历就有观念了。
Before we have that spiritual experience, we have our opinion about it.
当圣灵来开启我们这两个东西掺在一起。
When the Holy Spirit comes, then these two things are mixed together.
所以神儿女们今天很多的生活是半天半地的。那什么意思？悬在空中，怪不得基督徒一天到晚困苦，
So therefore, a lot of our experiences are half heaven and half earth, and we're kind of dangling in the air.
就我们回来了，叫我们受苦，他就好玩了，不是这样的。
And it's not that he wants us to suffer.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
That's not so.
主爱我们啊。
He loves us.
主盼望我们开眼睛，好好的活在他的爱中。
He really wants us to open up our eyes so we can live in his love.
第二个情形。
Secondly,
我们把主和属灵的事情看得平常。
We normalize the Lord and spiritual things.
所以在十三章第五十七、五十八节，主在他自己家乡不能做什么。
In chapter 13, verse 57, 58, the Lord really cannot do much in his own hometown.
因为他家乡的人觉得这不是那木匠的儿子吗？
Because the people in his hometown thought, isn't he the son of a carpenter?
他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？
Isn't his mother Mary?
他的兄弟姊妹名字我们都熟，我们一起玩的。
And we all know his brothers.
他有什么了不起呢？
So what's so special about him?
所以启示在他身上。永远不会临到。
In this way, revelation will never come.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主面前，我真是巴不得我们能够感觉我们主何等的奇妙。
When we come before Him, how I wish that we realize how wonderful and great He is.
玛利亚对主有一个态度，她说：“我心尊主为大。”
Mary says, "I honor the Lord."
她说 ：“My spirit magnify my Lord."
My spirit magnify my Lord.
我很喜欢英文这个翻译。把主放大。
He magnifies the Lord.
我不晓得你知道主有多大。
Do you know how great and magnified He is? One time I asked a brother.
我问我姊妹，我妻子。你说主回来的时候是怎么显现
？He asked me, "Do you know how will Jesus reveal Himself when He returns?"
是怎么显现
？How?
他在橄榄山，你住在这个，住在 Long Island， 你看不看得见他？
He comes to Mount Olive and you're on Mount Island. Can you see him?
你怎么看见他？从电视转播看见的。
From television?
不是的。
No.
你一定看见他，就在你的眼前。
For sure, you'll see him.
每一个人都这样
看见他。Wherever you are in this world.
你说怎么可能？
You ask how is it possible?
那就是我们的主。
That is our Lord.
我们天空充满了他。
The air is filled with him.
这宇宙充满了他。
This universe is filled with him.
你有过属灵启示经历，你就知道那是真的。
If you have spiritual experience, you will know that
远超过心思能想的
，far supersedes what our mind can imagine，
远超过你的逻辑能够明白的
，far supersedes what your logic can understand。
弟兄姊妹们，这是真的。
This is true。
我年轻的时候，我真的以为是电视转播的。
When I was young, I thought when the Lord comes again, we will see on TV。
有一天我在亲近主的时候，忽然之间，主让我看见这个事实。
One day, as I was drawing close to the Lord, I saw that He allowed me to see His reality.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道我心多盼望主啊！就这个时刻，好不好
？How I hope that it is at that moment.
全世界的人，就是连过去那死了的、用枪扎他的那个兵丁都要看见他。
The people of the whole world, even the soldiers that at His side, can also see Him.
这是约翰告诉我们的。约翰绝不做假见证的。
This is what John told us.
那死了的人有转播电视看吗？
Would the people of the dead see it through the TV? No, you don't need that.
因为那是在灵里面。
Because this is in the spirit.
那时候真相要显出来了。
Then the true thing will come.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们把主看得太平常。
And so we way too much normalize the Lord.
我们觉得他有什么了不起？
We think
不过是个拿撒勒的木匠。
We think that he's just a carpenter from Nazareth.
我都熟的。
We know his mother.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
This is not so.
第三个拦阻我们得启示。
The third hindrance.
就是人的传统。
It's the tradition of man.
第十五章第八节里面说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
15:8-9, the people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.
弟兄姊妹，传统仁义使人的心思意念就僵化定型了。
Traditions as well as man's mechanical things make us to be very firm and unchangeable.
这些东西很可怕。
This is very frightening.
在这里我们刚才主讲了几个例子，实际的例子。
We see some very examples.
主的话说要孝敬父母。
God's word says we are to obey our parents.
但是当时的犹太人说呢，无论什么人对父母说，我本来要孝敬你的东西，我已经到圣殿里面变奉献成做礼物了，所以就不做了。
And so at that time, the people said, well, I was going to bring this gift to honor my parents, but then I have already taken it to the temples, and so therefore, I don't need to do it.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们自己啊，用自己的私意来解圣经。
Sometimes we try to use our own personal explanation to explain the Bible.
为着自己的方便。
For our own personal convenience.
为着自己的名声。
For our own even reputation.
因为你把钱送到圣殿里面去了，那边名字就挂得高一点。
Because you take your money to the temple, your name is up there.
今天你看看基督教是不是这样的？
Isn't it today?
公开的
in
Christianity. 公开的，我看见有的教会他们要盖会所，就弄了一个标志，谁每一个人的名字都在那里，那么谁的钱呢最多，那个柱子就最高。
And so in some churches when they have to.Some churches, when they have to build a church building, then all the people that offer, they will have the names on the board, just like a bar graph, showing who gave how much money.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西叫我们得不着启示。
These things will blind us and hinder us from getting revelation. May the Lord have mercy.
那么还有两个情形。
Two other reasons.
到了第十六章的时候。
Chapter 16.
主告诉门徒们说，你们要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
So beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
我们知道法利赛人呢，他们有两个特点。
The Pharisees have two special characteristics.
他们相信神迹，他们爱神迹，他们要神迹。
They believe in miracles. They love it. They want it.
而且他们到主面前，今天就显个神迹给我看。
They come before Jesus. They give us, show us a miracle.
我们就尊你做先知。
And then we will call you a prophet.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天很多神儿女们的难处。
This is a problem a lot of God's children.
我们听见别人做见证，那些见证都是把最好的拿出来，对不对？
We hear people's testimonies and they're always the best.
啊，都是 the highlight.
All the highlights.
啊，所以我们听了，我也要，我到主面前。
And you hear, you say, oh, I want that
too. 我天天追求那个东西。
You pursue after these highlights.
当你这样做的时候，不知不觉就中了仇敌的诡计。
If we do that, unknowingly you'll be falling into the scheme of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，启示对我们来讲就无缘了。
Then we will have nothing to do with revelation.
我们就停在那里。
We stop there.
法利赛人第二个问题。
Second problem with the Pharisees.
他们守律法。
They're very legalistic.
他们守律法的人呢，会以自己为中心的。
The people who are very legalistic, they're very self-centered.
这是只追求自己的义。
They will only pursue after self-righteousness.
那么撒都该人的教训是什么呢？
How about the teaching of the Sadducees?
撒都该人呢，是在当时犹太人中间祭司阶级。
They are in the level of the priests.
他们呢，是非常理性的。
Very rational.
所以他们第一个，所有神迹，他们都说这是一个预言故事。
And so for miracles for them, it's just like a story.
所以撒都该人跟法利赛人，除了逼迫主以外，他们是合作，其他他们是对头的。
Sadducees and Pharisees have the only one thing in common, and that is to persecute Jesus. Everything else, they are opponent to each other.
今天在教会里面也充满了理性主义。
Today in the church, we also have people full of these.
有人一定要解释说，这个水变酒的神迹啊，是把那个发酵还有那个整个的变质的过程呢，几个月变成千分之一秒就成了。
People try to scientifically explain the miracle of the wine turning from water.
弟兄姊妹，这样好像很合乎理性，合乎科学，对不对？
It may seem to be very scientific and logical.
你有过经历就知道，主从不这样做事。
But if you really have experience, you know that the Lord never does that.
因为主是就是，不是就不是。
Because for the Lord, yes is yes, no is no.
主的话，他说有就有了，不需要经过那个过程。
When the Lord says so, it will happen. He doesn't need to have a certain process.
我们讲今天的很多神迹叫 3D printing。
People say a lot of miracles today are 3D printing。
那更好了，对不对？
Is that better？
弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
No, it's not.
撒都该人就把这个东西教导我们的下一代。
Sadducees using this to teach our next generation。
所以下一代头脑里面装满了基督的知识，但是一点经历都没有，一点能力都没有。
So the second generation are full of mental knowledge and yet they have no experience.
你一听他讲就知道他讲的是个客观的神。
When he speaks, you know that he's talking a very objective God.
书本里面学来的东西。
Something from the books.
撒都该人第二个难处。
The second problem with the Sadducees.
一讲理性就世俗化。
And once they talk about these reasons, it's very worldly.
Secular.
And very secular.
把属地的东西 就带进了教会。
They bring in secularism.
弟兄姊妹们，我没有时间多讲。
I don't have time.
这些东西充斥在今天神儿女们的中间。
All these things have impacted among.
这是我们做主的门徒。
If we are to be God's
disciples, 我们求主帮我们从这些东西救出来。
May the Lord deliver us.
你真的跟随主。
If you really follow the Lord.
所以那一天，主问他的门徒们说：“你们说我是谁？”
So that day, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
主何等渴望他的儿女们认识他。
How our Lord hopes that His children can know Him.
何等盼望他能够把启示赐给他的儿女。
How He wishes to give His revelation to His children.
弟兄姊妹，你我有没有预备好？
Are you and I prepared so that our eyes can be open?
像我们弟兄今天早上讲的，那一个瞎眼得开了。他已经心里面，他已经是主的门徒了。
When the blind man his eyes were opened in his heart, he already was a disciple.
他被赶出会堂，他一点都不难过。
He was chased out of the synagogue, but he did not feel bad.
你知道被赶出会堂在犹太人是多痛苦的事吗？
You know, it's a very terrible thing to be chased out of the
synagogue
for the Jews. 你又
生活在你熟悉的环境里面，你就像个影子一样，没有人会在乎你。
You live in a familiar surrounding, and yet you're like a shadow to everyone else.
你买东西没有人卖给你。
You want to buy things, people don't want to sell it to you.
弟兄姊妹，很多人眼睛得开跟随主，他们就被原来熟悉的弟兄姊妹这样对待。
People who have their eyes open to follow the Lord, then the people around them whom they used to know, they will be isolated.
所以启示背后有门徒们甘心情愿付的代价。
So behind these revelations, that disciples are willing to pay the price.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我以为我今天可以讲到这个启示的内容。
I was going to talk about the content of revelation.
我们知道这个启示的内容在变化山上就是不见一人，只见耶稣一人。
And the content of the revelation is that on the Mount of Transfiguration, we see no one but Jesus.
那是新约里面一个意象。
This is the vision in the New Testament.
那是意象的中心。
This is the focus and the center of Revelation.
圣经里面呢，有些事情称作意象。
There are things in the scripture that is claimed to be a
vision. 有些记载称作预言。
And others may be prophecy.
比如说马太福音十三章那七个比喻，那是预言。
Like the seven parables in Matthew 13, these are parables and prophecies.
那么第十七章那一个。那是一个意象。
In 17, this is a vision.
什么是预言呢？
What is a prophecy?
就是神心意中在时间中还没有做的事情，他先告诉我们。
In time before it happens, God tells us that.
所以叫做预言。
Therefore, it's prophecy.
是向前看的。
It's looking forward.
那么向前看，他的目的最后就是神永远所定的那个旨意，那个目的。
And the final purpose is the will that God has established at the very end.
什么是意象呢？
What is the vision?
意象就是把我们带出时间，回到神原初心中的那个目的。
Vision.
那也是时间结束以后出现的那个事情。
And that is to take us out of time to go back to God's original purpose, seeing that it's also the very end of God's will.
那个要成为，那个叫做意象。
That is the vision.
啊，每一个跟随主的门徒，主都要带我们进入这个。
Every disciple that followed the Lord, we have experienced this.
你我可能没有使徒彼得那样付代价。
Maybe you and I have not paid the price like the Apostle Peter.
没有保罗那样的恩赐。
Nor are we as gifted as Paul.
但是你我一样，主要把这意象赐给我们。
But by the same token, He wants to give us the same vision.
我有一次参加一个葬礼。
One time I went to a funeral.
一位老姊妹被主接回去。
An elderly sister was taken to the Lord.
她平时在教会里面是一个非常安静、非常温和的一个老人家。
She's a very quiet and gentle person.
她是福州人，她喜欢煮做菜，请弟兄姊妹吃。
She likes to cook for brothers and sisters.
我也常常接受她的服侍。
I was also served by her.
好，所以那一天葬礼好多人参加。
That day in the funeral, a lot of people came.
最后有一个弟兄，他的女婿起来讲一点怀念他岳母的话。
At the end, her son-in-law stood up and said a few words.
他说：“我以前呢，一直以为我的岳母就是教会里面一个很普通的。”年长姊妹。
He said in the past, I always thought that my mother-in-law is a very normal, common, ordinary sister.
直到有一次在教会祷告聚会，我跟她分在一组。
Until one time I was in her prayer meeting group.
我们跪在一起，她就跪在我旁边。
We knelt together and she knelt next to me.
因为平时她讲话都很细声的，她 他听不太清楚。那一天因为跪在他旁边听他祷告。
Usually his face, she's very soft, so he couldn't hear very well. But that day, she knelt right next to him.
他说我听他祷告。
And he heard.
我整个人被震慑。
He said, "I heard her pray, and I was just shocked."
从他祷告里面，他是一个有异象的。
From her prayer, I can see that she has vision.
她为弟兄姊妹祷告，为教会祷告，为着神她儿子在教会中的心意祷告。
She prayed for brothers and sisters. She prayed for God, and also that God's will can be manifested in the church.
那天我听着，我心里啊，印象非常深刻。
That deeply impressed into my mind when I heard it.
今天在我们中间，可能有弟兄姊妹觉得自己很微小。
Among us, maybe you feel that you're very small.
但是主要把异象赐给。
But God wants to give His vision to you.
叫你在神的国度里面，成为极其贵重的器皿。
So that you can be a very honorable vessel in God's kingdom.
可能你就是个学生。
Maybe you're just a student.
可能你就像那个老姊妹，是个家庭主妇。
Or maybe you're just a housewife like that elderly sister.
可能你在社会上工作很忙很累。
Or maybe you're very busy in your career.
但是主把异象赐给你。
But God will give you His vision.
你就有一个使命。
Then you will have that vocation.
你有一个 mission.
You will have that mission.
你有了异象，弟兄姊妹，你就有属灵的功用。
With that vision, you will have spiritual function.
不在乎人外面看你怎样。
It doesn't matter how other people see you.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主对门徒的训练。
This is the training that God, the Lord has for the disciples.
这是第二座山。
This is the second mountain.
若是主许可，明天早上我们来讲一点。
The Lord allows tomorrow morning we will continue.
愿主在我们眼前变了形象。
May the Lord transfigure Himself in front of us.
若是今天我们不看见，将来我们看见了，我们会说主啊，我怎么以前都不认识你呢？
If we do not see today, later on one day we'll say, Lord, how come I didn't know you before?
我们喊了一辈子主，结果发现这个主不是我喊的那位主。
You call Him Lord all your life and you realize that this is different.
那不是很羞愧吗？
Then you'll be so ashamed.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的。